Okay. okay, can I get your name again, please?
It's Parminda Zia.
Okay. All righty. I just wanted to make sure I get it spelled correctly because I don't see it anywhere on the sheet. But anyway, okay. Okay, so we'll just go ahead then and get started. First of all, can you tell us what is the purpose of the boot camp?
Well, the boot camp is part of a program called Attorney Elumelu Entrepreneurship Program, which is a program that the program is the flagship program of the Attorney Elumelu Foundation. It's a 10-year program to support and grow 10,000 Pan-African entrepreneurs over the next decade. And the program is has a commitment of $100 million from our founder and chairman, Mr. Tony Elumelu, who is also the founder and chairman of the foundation. He has made a $100 million commitment to support and develop 10,000 Pan-African entrepreneurs over the next decade.
I understand that
the boot camp is part of that program.
You all just recently had your very first boot camp where you selected 1,000 entrepreneurs over 20,000 applicants. So how do you go about choosing?
Yeah. So the program was announced on the 1st of December with that commitment of $100 million by an African philanthropist, investor, and a businessman, and Mr. Elumelu. On the 1st of January, we opened the portals for applications from across Africa, Pan-Africa, Portuguese-speaking Africa, Francophone Africa, and Anglophone Africa. We received over 20,000 applications from 52 African countries. The application process closed on the 1st of March, and over through March, we then engaged Accenture Development Partners to basically help us select the applications based against a criteria. So from 20,000, we selected 1,000 applicants, again, Pan-Africa, across industry sectors from agriculture, ICT, education and training, fashion, media and entertainment, waste management, physical businesses, as well as technology-enabled businesses. So we went through a very rigorous process of selecting the 1,000, and we announced the selected Tony Elumelu entrepreneurs on the 23rd of January. After from that, the 1,000 then embarked on what we call the Seven Pillars of Teeth program. The first was a 12-week online business skills training program where they developed their ideas, took their ideas and developed them over the next 12 weeks into a viable business plan. And the boot camp, so that was an online learning. We also provided them with online mentors. We have over 400 mentors from around the world who signed up to join the program. And we also have created an information library. The boot camp was the continuation of that 12-week online training to, a face-to-face, interactive, immersive experience where we flew the 1,000 from the 51 countries to Lagos for a three-day boot camp.
Can you give an example of just what some of the sessions were like?
So the sessions were, they were incredible sessions. There were sessions, a session around motivational, really, as you know, being an entrepreneur is, it's a really a lonely, lonely place to be. And how do you keep yourself inspired and how do you keep yourself motivated and focused on your mission and vision? We had speakers. We had a session on accessing finance, a critical issue for entrepreneurs anywhere in the world, but particularly so across Pan-Africa. We had an open mic with the founder, chairman, Mr. Tony Elumelu, where he, took questions from our 1,000 entrepreneurs who were gathered and really shared his own entrepreneurial journey, his own experiences as an entrepreneur. He built you know, he built several banks, and the biggest one of that is the United Bank of Africa. He took a bank from one country and now has a presence in 19 countries. But it was very much about him sharing his experience and answering their questions. And that was one of the most electrifying sessions of the two-day program. We also had speed dating and really enabling and facilitating our entrepreneurs to build networks. That's what they had come here for the first time. You know, entrepreneurs from Rwanda got to meet entrepreneurs from Ghana, got to meet entrepreneurs from Nigeria. So they build really the lifelong relationships. They started to do business with each other, build business partnerships, exchange of information. I think above all, I recognize that they were not the only ones having some of the challenge that they had in their own respective businesses or in their own country.
Yeah, this is what I wanted to ask you about. What did you find, or what are they saying are their biggest challenges?
Well, the biggest challenges are actually, again, very similar to every other entrepreneur. Obviously, access to finance. In Africa, it's infrastructure, you know, with, you know, in terms of the internet, in terms of government, you know, regulation, getting government to really create an enabling environment for entrepreneurs, and the recognition and the value that entrepreneurs bring to economic growth and social impact as well. So it's really, on the one hand, it's really, you know, how can we really improve the enabling environment for entrepreneurs? But I think the biggest thing for them was to be able to connect with each other face to face and build those relationships and build, future and present trading opportunities with each other.
Do you find that they want to stay in their local communities and keep their businesses there?
No, absolutely not. Just as any entrepreneur anywhere in the world, whether you're an American or British or European, you want to build a business that can scale. And the amazing thing about Africa is that we have 54 very distinct countries in Africa with very distinct languages, cultures, histories. So, you know, yes, we want to build a business that will thrive in your own country, your community, your country, but also have the ambition to go pan-Africa. UBA as a bank, for example, could have been quite happy to have been growing as a bank in one of the fastest growing economies on the continent, which is Nigeria, but it had ambitions to be a pan-African bank, which is what it's realized with 19, having branches in 19 countries. So similarly, our entrepreneurs see themselves, a developing and growing their businesses, which does have the potential to scale across borders, across pan-Africa, and then obviously globally as well.
How successful would you say was this boot camp, and when will you have another one?
Okay. So our entrepreneurship program is an annual program for the next 10 years. This is our first year. So the bringing together of entrepreneurs with also globally, you know, successful entrepreneurs will happen on an annual basis. From all the feedback that we received from the entrepreneurs who came for the first bootcamp, as well as guests and speakers, it was an astounding success.
Great. Fantastic. Thank you so much. And if I could get the spelling of your name, please.
It's P-A-R-M-I-N-D-E-R, Parminder. And the last name is Veer. V for Victory, I for Ink, R for Robert. You can Google me and find
Okay, great.
Tons of information.
Fantastic.
And the spelling of my name.